RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I thought there was another interesting couple of sound bites last week, a couple of quotes that came from Myles Garrett when he was asked about Jim Schwartz, the defensive coordinator of the Browns, who Jim's done a very nice job as the defensive coordinator. And, you know, one day, maybe, does he want to be a head coach again? I don't know. He had an interesting run in Detroit. It went well, and then it didn't go well. Right. And he paid the price for that. But Myles said this about Jim Schwartz. Wins and losses aren't where we want them, for sure. Tough. I wish we could figure it all out a bit sooner. But to play for Jim has been an honor and a privilege. That's a great coach. He's been a great man of character and a great leader. So I just appreciate that I've been able to be coached by him. He's helped elevate my game and take it to the heights we see now. That's high praise. That's high praise for your defensive coordinator.
Yeah, I don't know how you would replace him moving forward. Even when the defense looks like they're never down, they're off, right? Like, it's not.
Very rarely have they been trashed this year or ever. I think under Jim Schwartz, have they had moments? Yeah, they've had moments. You know, they've given up. Their defense is based. The idea that they're really good is based on yardage, not points. They're going into yesterday, they were 20th in points allowed. That's not all on the defense. You know, that's on special teams sometimes. It's on the offense giving you bad field position to work with. But I think they've done a very nice job defensively. And I think they're a good defensive unit. And I hope no matter what happens here next year, that Jim Schwartz is the defensive coordinator of this team. And I wonder if Myles was laying the groundwork that if a change was made at head coach, giving his guy a little bit of a plug.
To be the next head coach.
Yeah.
Are Schwartz and Stefanski a package?
I don't think so. Do you?
Not really, no.
They're on different sides of the ball for the most part.
Only because he's been a head coach somewhere before.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you never know.
You never know.
So it's like, I would hate for us to lose Schwartz. This is it. I was looking for this before. Somebody tweeted us. Phil Dawson's ghost said, firing Stefanski means losing Schwartz. Blowing this up now makes zero sense. Give the staff one more season and see if they can get Sanders up to speed as an NFL quarterback, basically.
That's the type of approach that people don't want to hear. And it's what you and I have been talking about. And you and I have said this, Andy. And that's where I am. I'm willing to give them one more year. And part of the reason for that is because the Deshaun Watson deal comes off the books. Okay. Maybe at the end of next year you take a look. Where's your team? Okay, Deshaun's done. Do we think Kevin's done a good job? Do we think Andrew's done a good job? Then we keep rolling. I would love to have our John Harbaugh. I would love to have our Mike Tomlin, our Andy Reid. Do we have that guy? I don't know.
I'd like to have our own Paul Brown. How about somebody that's here for, I don't know.
Well, that's what I mean. Decade, you know?
I know.
And Mike Tomlin's never had a losing season. He's had some that were pretty flat. But he has shown that when he's been given talent, he can coach it up. But they keep giving him talent in Pittsburgh. You know? I've not seen a coach in the NFL win big without talent. That doesn't happen. And so that I honestly consider these guys a package deal. I do. And that's real clear. But I wonder how Jim Schwartz fits into the equation. Because, Andy, if you're going to hire a new head coach, could he keep Jim? Yeah. What if Jim didn't want to stay with a new coach? You know, what if he wanted to go do something else? I don't know. Roman is in Canton, Ohio, in beautiful Stark County. Hello, Roman.
Hey, Roman.
What's up, fellas? How are you doing?
Good.
Just want to say a couple things. You know, I think Shadur has what it takes to be the guy. And I think that building, letting him be the starter next year and building some confidence in him and building around him through the draft and free agency, I think that's huge, you know, going forward for the team. And a hypothetical, let's say he's not the guy. We've still built a team fit for a quarterback who, you know, it should hopefully be ready to come in. You guys get what I'm saying?
Yep.
Like, if we build an offensive line, if we get some receivers to come in there, then if it doesn't pan out with Shadur, then we have a team who's quarterback ready for someone to come in. So I think that's really big.
I think it's essential, Kevin, by the way, yeah. Roman. I think it's a great path that this organization could take.
Absolutely. And, you know, seeing some of these kind of mid-veteran quarterbacks in the NFL now that are finally having some success, I think it just goes to show that we need to let these guys grow and become NFL quarterbacks. We have the short instances where you have Jaden Daniels and those kind of guys that automatically show up and they got it. Well, that's not the majority. The majority of these guys come in and it takes them 3, 4, 5 years to actually get their wheels underneath of them. And I think that's important. And I think Shadur has shown that he has the ability to be an NFL quarterback. And, you know, I think that's just really important. And I think Tyve has said something incredible, and it makes me, you know, think that we do need to let these guys have another year or two with this organization. As far as, you know, Kevin and AB, the guys are still fighting. They're still fighting to win, and they're still fighting for their team and for their pride. And if you lose a locker room, then you don't see that. You see guys moping around, and you see guys being really kind of lazy and not wanting to be there. So I think that's, you know, really important.
Roman, thank you.
Thank you, Roman. Is this something, I know you like to play this game, okay? 32 teams in the NFL. Mm-hmm. The longest tenured coaches in the NFL, the 9 of them, of the longest, Kevin's the youngest of that since 2020, 4 of them are AFC North. So of the 9 oldest coaches, tenured. I shouldn't say
Zach
by age.
Zach Taylor's in there, huh? One year older.
Yeah, Zach's one year
longer than
Zach's
Kevin.
Zach's 7.
Yeah.
And then 1-2 is Tomlin Harbaugh. You know? Is that something?
I don't know. It shows... To me, I look at Baltimore and Pittsburgh, and I think I would love to be either organization. I mean, Ozzie Newsome built a great organization in Baltimore, and they've done it with continuity. And the Steelers have had 3 head coaches since 1969 and good front offices with plenty of continuity there. I want to be Pittsburgh. I want to be Baltimore. I'll be honest, I really do. That's great. But you have to have the right guy in place, and we'll see. I think, Andy, it would be an easier move for the Haslams to blow up Kevin than to keep him. But I don't know that it's the right move. And you could say the same thing about Andrew Berry. We'll see what they do. And I say that only because of what you and I have said. We know what the NFL is. You win 3 games?
Yep.
Okay. Well, you better bounce back. You bounce back with 5 wins. That's not bouncing back enough. You're done. But there are circumstances here that scream to me. Our buddy Nick Shook from NFL.com.
The Shooky Cookie.
The Shooky Cookie wrote a story the other day. NFL quarterback carousel 2026. 3 offseason trades I'd love to see. He had Kyler Murray going to Miami. He had Mac Jones going to the Colts. And he had
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Kirk Cousins.
Coming to?
The Cleveland Browns.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting. And part of it was the Kevin factor, and part of it was the Shador factor. You know, he's not quite sold. You know, honestly, if you're a football fan and you think you know something about the game, and you know we all do, and everybody thinks you know something. Mm-hmm. If you're watching Shador, I would think, unless you have nothing but blind optimism in him, and you're just such a big fan that you're just saying it, I don't think we've seen enough to make you think, yep, this guy's going to be a star quarterback in the league. I haven't. I don't see that. I don't think you do. I know Tyvus doesn't. Tyvus said that earlier. But I think we've all seen enough that you wouldn't mind seeing more. That's where I am. But I think I'll disagree with Nick on this. If you bring Kirk Cousins in here, mm-hmm. you're not going to find out about Shador.
No.
Because you're not going to bring Cousins in play him.
If you kept Shador, he could conceivably be your number three quarterback.
Who, Cousins?
No, if you bring Cousins in, then what are you doing with Watson?
Oh, exactly. Yeah.
And then I would hope that if they decided to bring Cousins in, they would trade either Gabriel or Sanders.
I would think that's the case. You know, there are all kinds of things that they could still do at quarterback, Andy, without using one of those first round picks. And whoever's in charge, and let's until further notice, I'm assuming it's Andrew Berry, and I'm assuming Kevin's the head coach. I'm real curious to see what they do. You know, like, would something like this float your boat? To me, this is interesting. I don't think Drew Aller is going to be a first round pick.
No,
he had an injury filled season, and he probably should have left school. As it turned out,
yeah.
In hindsight, and Drew's 6'5", 230 pounds, can throw it, can run, knee injury. If you pick Drew Aller in the second round, and let's say you like Shador, mm-hmm. Shador starts next year. Drew Aller sits and waits, and if Shador wins the job, great. Then you have a backup in Drew Aller.
And Deshaun?
Well, I'm thinking 2027 now.
Oh, you're two ahead. Okay.
Yeah. Because if Shador goes out next year, and there's no way I would start a rookie ahead of Shador next year, I could conceivably see a path where Deshaun Watson was your starter next year.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a hard time thinking that Shador is going to be a backup here. I think that would be a tenuous situation for the starter and the coaching staff.
If I said to you, pick a percentage of Gabriel or Sanders, either one of those two guys being traded next year, you would say?
Either one?
Either one.
50%.
I would say so, too. I think one of those two guys is going to get traded.
I don't think it's Shador. But I don't think you're going to get much for Dylan, only because he got hurt. And I'm probably the only guy who would say this. I kept watching Dylan and thinking, all right, very small progress, small here, but I thought he was coming around, and I thought it was getting better. And it's just like when I watch Shadur. I think he's getting better, and I would like to see more. I would like to see more of Dylan. I don't think we're going to do that as long as Shadur's here. I think Shadur has jumped him, but I wonder what the offseason could look like. And I really do. I mean, if you bring back the three guys who are on this team right now, I haven't seen enough from Shadur that makes me think, yep, hey, we're going to name him the starter. And then everybody's, I don't see that. I would think.
With Deshaun still on the roster, do you think that they won't name either one of those two guys a starter?
Andy, I'd go into the offseason and just say, hey, we're comfortable at quarterback. We're comfortable there.
Ugh, that is weeks of conversation.
Yeah.
Weeks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But I've not seen enough from Dylan to make me think, yeah, well, that's our starter. I haven't seen enough from Shadur to make me think, oh, that's our starter. Which one do I think has more upside? Right now, I think Shadur looks better than what Dylan did. But there were moments that Dylan looked intriguing to me. And if Deshaun could ever figure it out, he's going to be under contract. I just think they could take the approach, hey, we're okay at quarterback, and fix the rest of the team and then figure it out. And if that meant a young kid from Medina and Penn State being a draft choice and add him to the mix and let him sit and learn, I think that could be a really beneficial thing for the organization. Kevin's press conference, 1 o'clock. You'll hear it here on The Fan.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.